Madam President.
Senator from Michigan.
I see the distinguished senator from North Dakota on the floor, Senator Heitkamp's first farm bill we are about ready to vote on. She has been an extraordinary voice, really hit the ground running. We're very proud of her, and it's my pleasure to yield her 5 minutes.
Madam President.
Senator from North Dakota.
I would first like to thank the incredible leadership of the great senator from the state of Michigan. I met her over a year ago and knew that she was a force to be reckoned with, not only because she has red hair, but because she is someone who understands that to move something forward, we need to have compromise, and we need to understand that this is a farm bill that represents the interests of the entire country, not just the interest of maybe the Great Plains states or the southern states or even our urban areas that care desperately about nutrition, but that we need to forge a bill that can pass both chambers and that can keep our country moving. And the fact of the matter is, Madam President, that agriculture is a shining star in the American economy today. If you look at states like North Dakota and Nebraska and Kansas and South Dakota, all ag-based states, you will see that we did not have the deep trough of this recession because agriculture did pretty well. Why did agriculture do pretty well? Because the last farm bill that was crafted provided an appropriate balance of concern for our long-term fiscal obligations, along with providing our producers with a legitimate and appropriate safety net. And so we have a farm bill today that I think is even better, that we are going to be voting on. Why is it better? Because it not only provides that certainty and that safety net for American producers, the backbone historically of our economy, it provides not only that certainty, but it reduces the deficit $24 billion. By eliminating a process of direct payments, by cutting some unnecessary expenditures, by streamlining conservation, and by taking a look at a rational and reasonable approach to some of the issues regarding nutrition. And so I am very, very proud today to stand before this body. One of my first votes, not the first vote, but one of my first votes, doing what is absolutely essential to the North Dakota economy, and that is passing a farm bill. And so just to give you an idea of North Dakota, because we like to brag, because people forget about North Dakota as an agricultural state, because so much attention has been focused in recent months and recent years on our dramatic energy development that we have. But I want to just give you a rundown on what we do in North Dakota when you look at our production. We're number one in barley. We're number one in beans, dried and edible. We're number one in navies. We're number one in pinto beans. We're number one in canola. We're number one in flaxseed and honey. We're number one in lentils and dry edible peas. We're number one in all forms of sunflowers. And we're number one in durum wheat and spring wheat. And we're number two in sugar beets. And we're number two in all wheat. And so 90% of North Dakota's 90% of North Dakota's land base is engaged in agriculture. It's the backbone of what we do. And as we talk about the importance of public policy, not only to protect our producers and give them opportunities for certainty, I want to talk about two unique things that I'm exceptionally proud of. And the first is that this crop insurance program will provide the safety net that so many of our young farmers in our states need to get engaged in the business of farming. Why is that important? When I, 10 years ago, when I was still in elected office, I would go to farm meetings and I would look around the table and everybody was in their 50s and 60s and a 50-year-old farmer would be a young farmer. And now we go to those same meetings and sitting around that table are 20 and 30 and 40-year-old farm families, saying we want to engage in the business of agriculture, and that's good for the world, because we not only need to produce our products for America, we need to produce our products for the entire world. And so this is a farm bill that I think strikes the right balance. It is a farm bill that addresses the priorities not only of my state, but hopefully the priorities of this country. 16 million jobs, 16 million American jobs depend on this bill. The second point I want to make about this bill that I think people remind me occasionally that it is a year late because we've already gone to one extension. But since I've been here, it is a bill that will send the message to the American people that we need to provide a certainty once and for all. We need to do things in a timely fashion. And I think moving this farm bill right now is moving it in a timely fashion. I think this is an excellent, excellent piece of legislation. And I urge all of my colleagues to vote for it. And I thank the chairwoman from Michigan for her excellent and exceptional leadership, along with her ranking member, Senator Cochran, who has been so instrumental in forging the compromises that make today possible. Thank you so much, Madam Chairwoman.